are back.
Oh.
It's like every so every so I get new videos from my my awesome tacular fans, listeners. And I got one that shows a fight, and there's a oh my god, and it's like it's a wild fight. Oh, oh my god, these guys. Wow. Ice cream trucks in the fight. Oh, man, it's insane. All right, so I have to post it. I'm going to I'm retweeting it, guys. Okay, there. Just retweeted it. So if you want, check it out. Go to my Twitter feed, and it's how was it? Rob Zicari Show. Go there. All right. So let's. I know that last bit was long. I know. I get grief sometimes from people who tell me that the bits are too long. I'm conflicted. I'm conflicted about that. I am. I'm conflicted about that, and I'll tell you why. Let me just tell you why. Let me tell you why. I listen to talk radio. Not all the time. I'm not a frequent, like an everyday type person. That, hours and hours and hours. I think I'm like a lot of you when you're in the car. That's what sucks about what I do and why I desperately would love to be on the radio, like terrestrial radio. Because once I'm inside, I don't listen to radio. I don't listen to podcasts. I just don't. Now, I know we're evolving, and a lot of people do, but for the most part, you listen to talk radio in the car when you're traveling. This is what you do. So when I'm in my car, I listen to talk radio. I don't listen to music. I listen to talk radio. And the thing that I hate the most when I'm listening to terrestrial radio. Now, if I was on terrestrial radio, I would conform. That's what you do. But the thing I hate the most, and that's why I'm conflicted on the long bits, terrestrial radio has so many commercials. And I've said this before. A three-hour program, a three-hour talk show on terrestrial radio, you're looking at about an hour and 10 to an hour and 15 minutes worth of commercials. And if you think I'm kidding, just go and listen or even take a look. You don't even have to listen to a Rush Limbaugh show. Go on YouTube or wherever you can find his program. And you will hear and you will see that his show is about an hour and 47 minutes. But he's on the radio for 3 hours during the day. So you're talking about an hour plus worth of commercials. That's amazing. That really is. So when I'm in the car and I'm listening to someone, whether it's Rush or it's Hannity or Glenn Beck or Levin or Medved, whoever, even John and Ken out here, the local Jadrules, and they're talking about a topic. And it gets interesting. Not all of these people suck. They all don't suck. They do some. They have some interesting stuff. And a topic starts to get interesting, or you start getting into it. And all of a sudden, they got to go to a commercial break. And you're like, oh, what? What's that? And then the commercial break lasts 10 minutes, 8 minutes, 7 minutes. And then they come back, and maybe they start talking about the topic again. Or maybe now they shift. And it's just like, ugh, this is horrible. This is bad. I wish I could just listen to this topic for 30 minutes, 40 minutes. I wish there wasn't a commercial. I'm in traffic. I don't want to listen to a mattress commercial. I don't want to listen to a commercial about yams. So that's why I do the long bits. So there you go. All right, all of you who email me and at times complain and get angry, that's why. All right, now I'll move on. So, a whole bunch of polls have come out. Okay, a whole bunch of polls have come out. Let me see if I could find all my poll notes. I got a whole thing of poll notes. Because, see, here's the thing. Remember, and this was during... okay, there's one. Oh, wait a minute. I got one. I got two. Do I got... Yeah, I got... There they are. So, remember. And we talked about this during the primary. Polls are content. Remember that. Polls are content. Polls are skewed. Polls create a narrative. And when you're talking about this election cycle, polls are very important because, unlike any cycle we've ever been in before, the polls are really, really maneuvering what people are doing. And I mean people by not the voters, but by the establishments on both sides. So now let me give you an example. Now, the new rumors, okay? The new rumors that are going around is that the Republicans, the Republican elite, are now once again trying to put together a maneuver to take the nomination away from Trump. They're coming up with a strategy that says vote with your conscience. The delegates to vote, to cast their vote with their conscience. I mean, they're talking about rewriting rules. They're talking about abstaining the voting. Now, we've heard all this before, but it's ramped up to new heights. It's ramped up to new heights. Now, you're saying, well, how did this happen? How did this happen? What is going on? Everything was different 3 weeks ago. Exactly. Polls. Narrative. Now, remember months ago, in a hypothetical, Hillary versus Trump, Hillary beats Trump by 10. Hillary beats Trump by 11. Hillary beats Trump by 8. And the media crowed about it. Yay, yay, yay. Trump's going to get hammered. The Republican elites we can't have Trump as our nominee. He's going to get hammered. He's going to get brutalized. He's going to get crushed. And then the polls came out many weeks later and showed a different picture. Showed Trump beating Hillary. Showed Trump being strong in certain swing states. And then you heard the Hillary people, when they were asked about this, say, "Oh, the polls polls this soon don't matter. Polls don't matter right now. It's too early. Please, this doesn't matter." And then you saw Republicans start to warm to Trump. And the reasoning you heard was because Republicans wanted to win. And now that they see polls that show Trump beating Hillary, that means they could win. That means they could win. So then all of a sudden, something happened. Then all of a sudden, something happened. And you've seen this flurry. I mean, this flurry of an assault like you've never seen before, from the Judge Curiel to what women wear, Trump Universe. I mean, every day, it was brutal. Protesters, angry mobs. I mean, it was just brutal, absolutely brutal. And then what happened? we've got new polls all of a sudden. What a coincidence, huh? What a coincidence. You have 2 weeks of shock and awe. You have new polls. Oh, out of the blue, new polls. Out of the blue. And, of course, the first brand new polls is who? Bloomberg. Bloomberg. NBC Bloomberg. Bloomberg. Michael Bloomberg. Yes. The guy that was going to run as an independent. The guy that was going to get into the race, but people told him that he would take votes from Hillary and guarantee that Trump would be president. So what did the Bloomberg polls show? Clinton 49, Trump 37. 12 points. So just like that. Just like that. 12 points. So that's the narrative. That's the narrative. That's the narrative. Trump is done. It's over. The Judge Curiel buried him. Done. Finished. Put a fork in him. And then, of course, the Hillary people and the Never Trump people. Ah, look at the polls. Look at the polls. Look, look, look. It's over. It's finished. Goodbye. And you're sitting there going, but wait a minute. I thought you guys said 3 weeks ago the polls don't matter. It doesn't matter that Trump's winning. It's too early. Doesn't matter. Once Bernie loses and Hillary consolidates the base, she'll go back up. This is all meaningless. Nothing to look at here. Move on. Now, oh, look at the polls. Look at the polls. Look, look, look. It's over. It's over before the first debate. It's over before the conventions. It's over. It's done. 12 points. 12 points. It's done. Forget it. And then another poll comes out. And who's that? The Washington Post. The Washington Post. The same newspaper. Same newspaper, the same newspaper that's hired over 20 reporters to devote their lives to bringing Trump down. Twenty reporters go after him. Get him. Bring him down. It's the Washington Post. Now you got to remember when you hear people say, oh, all the Trump supporters out there that were touting the polls before and saying, see, look, look, he's winning here, he's winning there, look, boom, 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 are now all of a sudden saying, you can't believe the polls, you can't believe the polls. Listen, I was one of the first, I think, one of the first to say, these polls are funky. There's something going on with these polls. When NBC is doing a poll that has Ted Cruz up 3 nationally, there's something going on. There's a narrative that is trying to be laid out. When there's a poll that has Jeb Bush in 2nd place in New Hampshire, when the Wall Street Journal at the time was not a big Trump supporter, they're backing Rubio. And the Wall Street Journal's polls are showing Trump dipping. I was the one saying these polls are rigged. These polls are fixed. They're creating narratives. They're trying to shape public opinion. They're trying to shape establishment decisions and what they're going to do. Because when these polls came out, when the Washington Post poll comes out, and it has Trump's unfavorables at 70%, that's the other narrative coming off the Bloomberg 12-point deficit. And then what do you hear? What do you start to hear? A new push to take the nomination from Trump with rule changes. Voting with your conscience. Paul Ryan coming out saying, I'm not going to take my endorsement away from Trump. I'm not going to do that. But I am telling members of Congress to vote how they feel in their heart. And it's going with the narrative of the rule changes of conscience. Vote with your conscience. And why is this happening? Because the polls show 70% unfavorables. Bloomberg, 66% unfavorables. Historic unfavorables. So now, you have Republicans going, well, if his unfavorables are that, that means that the voters are rejecting him. So if we dump Trump, there won't be a backlash. We could repair this. See the narrative? You see what's in play here? This is what's being created. Because it's been a year now, and they can't beat Trump. The Republicans can't do it. The Democrats can't do it. The media can't do it. No matter what they do. No matter what they do. No matter what they do, he can't do it. So here's the new strategy. Because remember, when the polls showed Trump good, when those polls came out that him had him beating Hillary, the Republicans are like, well, we can't take the nomination. He's beating Hillary. A, we want to win, and B, that's a lot of people that will piss off if we take the nomination from him. Can't do that. And the media, after weeks of beating him up on tax returns or beating him up on girls in bathing suits, after doing all of that, he's still up in the polls. So they got to do a new strategy. Because you got to remember, Hillary Clinton's unfavorables are not exactly swell. I mean, seriously, Hillary Clinton is 55 in ABC, Wall Street Journal, and Bloomberg's 54. I mean, Hillary Clinton's only 11 points better in Bloomberg. Think about it. She's a controlled, polished politician. I mean, that's more shocking. Trump's not. Trump is Trump. You know, Trump might say something tomorrow that makes you go, ooh. And then somebody calls you up for a poll the next day, and that's fresh in your mind. And you're like, I'm a little unfavorable on that on that issue right now. Well, 4 months later, that little feeling you had is gone. 4 months later, that little feeling is gone. Hillary Clinton's unfavorables, that's a lifetime of hate. I mean, there's not one tiny thing that you go, ooh, I can't believe she said that. This is, ugh, I don't like her. So she's only 11 points better. She's only 11 points better. And she hasn't done anything gaffy. The unfavorables she has are people that have known her for, what, 30 years? Her, Bill Clinton, and everything that they stand for and everything that they do. So when you hear the establishment on both sides go, oh, she could work on that. No, no, she can't. That's going to go up. That's going to go up. Trump's the only one that can work on that. Because in 2 months, hell, after what just happened, with this occupying people's minds, the whole Judge Carell thing, that's, people go, what? A girl in a bathing suit from 25 years ago, that's a what? So now, if you could get the polls to flip off the heels of what people in the political world were saying that Trump did and said were catastrophic, you could get Republicans to renew the dumping of Trump, voting with their conscience. Because if the polls are showing there's an unfavorable of 70%, They're showing there's a 66% unfavorable. That means all that support is gone. That means if he gets dumped, there won't be a rebellion. If they go with Scott Walker, all the Trump people will vote for him because they've rejected Trump. So that's the new strategy. That's why nobody's talking about the CBS poll. Do you notice that? You notice that nobody's talking about the CBS poll? Because the CBS poll is basically in the margin of error. The CBS poll is basically Clinton 43, Trump 37. And both Hillary and Trump have a 62 and 63% when it comes to not being honest. The CBS poll is actually the correct poll. The Real Clear Politics poll is actually the correct poll. The Real Clear and the CBS is a real reflection of this country, where you're talking about a divide that's give or take a 50-50 split with a couple million being the deciding factor. So you're talking about a 6-point swing, talking about untrustworthy or unfavorables about tied. And according to CBS, between 4 and 5 million people will be the decider, which is exactly what happened in 2012 and what happened in 2008. So you're not going to hear about the CBS poll. The Bloomberg poll, 12 points, and unfavorables at 70%, that's the better poll. That's the more effective poll. The unfavorables in the Washington Post being 70% is the better poll. That's the poll that could try to convince Republicans that nobody likes Trump anymore. And to get delegates to unbind their delegates. Remember, I told you before, as horrible as it sounds, this terror attack was the best thing to happen to Hillary Clinton. And not because, ooh, she came out and looked presidential. No. Oh, Trump came out and he was banned Muslim. No. Absolutely not. If there was nothing else going on, there was absolutely nothing else. Listen. Listen to me. Listen to me. This helped Hillary Clinton because nobody's talking about her emails. Nobody's talking about the guy that set up her server. taking the fifth. Nobody's talking about the guy that gave her millions of dollars. He basically just a fan, a mark, who gave her millions of dollars, and she gave not an ambassadorship to Morocco, but she actually put this guy on a panel. And this panel was all about nuclear. Yes, not an ambassadorship, but it was like a real panel, a real position in the State Department. It was like a legit, real job that you needed real credentials and real experience. And there is a paper trail from Hillary Clinton's staff to that of a reporter inquiring about who this guy was, how did he get this job, what were his credentials. That was just coming out when this attack happened. This was just coming out. This started to hit Thursday and Friday, and the attacks happened Saturday. So as horrible as it sounds, this attack was the best thing that could have happened for Hillary Clinton. Because nobody is talking about her server. Nobody's talking about her pay for play. All these numbers that Bloomberg and the Washington Post concocted. These aren't because Hillary Clinton looks presidential. It's because nobody's talking about all the corruption that she's involved. That's why. But let me tell all you never Trumpers and Democrats and the press, like San Bernardino, like Brussels, like UC Merced, like Fort Hood, in a few more days, this will pass. Just like all the other terrorist attacks, there'll be a lot of noise about what we need to do, what we're going to do. Nothing will change, and everything will go back to normal. And when that happens, everybody we'll go back to being focused on emails about staffers pleading the fifth, about fans paying to get positions in the Justice Department, and then the press and the never Trumpers and the Democrats will be scrambling to figure out a new narrative. Because for every skewed Bloomberg, Washington Post NBC narrative poll, there will be a CBS or Fox or Real Clear Politics or Quinnipiac poll that will actually have a more accurate picture of the way people are feeling. So, there's my 2 cents on the recent polls. There's my 2 cents on the push for unbinding delegates. And there's my 2 cents on the Washington Post, ABC, Quinnipiac, and blah, blah, blah.